In the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, one of the most important and shunned vaccines is the Oxford AstraZeneca. That vaccine was expected to be widely used in low and middle income countries. It's inexpensive and easy to store. It's also being manufactured in 25 sites around the world, but it has had problems. Here's NPR's Jason Beaubien to explain.
The AstraZeneca vaccine was born out of a spirit of altruism. It was developed jointly by researchers at the University of Oxford and the multinational pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca, and they vowed to make it widely available on a not-for-profit basis. It first won approval for use in the UK on December 30th of last year, and the first jab was given 5 days later.
To be honest, I didn't feel a thing.
An 82-year-old retired maintenance manager named Brian Pinker got the first official dose of the newly authorized AstraZeneca vaccine at a hospital in Oxford.
Vaccine means everything to me. I mean, to my mind, it's the only way of getting back to a bit of normal life.
The launch of the AstraZeneca vaccine was a moment of optimism. It was being trumpeted as the vaccine for the world, and for good reason. It cost 10 times less than some of its rivals. It didn't need special refrigeration. AstraZeneca was offering to license it to other manufacturers. But 5 months after its launch, and after 400 million doses have been administered worldwide, AstraZeneca is one of the most controversial vaccines on the market. The company's facing lawsuits over production delays. There have been questions about the accuracy of some of its clinical trial data. It still hasn't gotten a stamp of approval from U.S. regulators. And then, a few months ago, reports started to emerge linking it to rare but serious blood clots.
Germany, France, Italy, and Spain all paused distribution of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine.
While they investigate reports of rare but serious blood clots.
The decision experts here are calling a disaster.
European drug regulators ultimately concluded that the blood clots were an extremely rare, manageable side effect, and that the benefits of the vaccine far outweighed the risks. Still, the damage was done, and some wealthier countries, including Norway, decided to stop using AstraZeneca entirely. But for low- and middle-income countries, it does remain the primary vaccine being offered.
What choice do we have? Sincerely speaking, what choice do we have?
Rose Wachkona is with the Center for Health, Human Rights, and Development in Uganda. Less than 2% of Ugandans have so far been vaccinated against COVID with AstraZeneca. And Wachkona says there's a perception that they're being given a second-tier product.
All that's available is AstraZeneca, and no one has offered us any other option. None whatsoever.
She says if she had a choice, she'd probably take Moderna or Pfizer. And she has a point. The effectiveness of AstraZeneca is high in preventing infections, but it's still less than that of Moderna or Pfizer. Also, in some limited studies, it appears to hardly work at all against some variants of the virus. But some of these problems were completely out of AstraZeneca's control. And Adam Finn, a vaccine expert at the University of Bristol, says this vaccine is great.
It's an amazing vaccine. We've used it a lot in the UK now. It's the sort of one of the two main vaccines in our program, along with the Pfizer vaccine. And the results we're seeing with it in use are really impressive.
Finn, who was an advisor to the WHO on several vaccine trials, says it clearly prevents disease and it was instrumental in containing the outbreak in the UK.
So I think it's going to be a really key part of trying to bring COVID under control around the world.
However, that's become complicated because the largest supplier of AstraZeneca for low- and middle-income countries was supposed to be the Serum Institute of India. As the COVID crisis exploded in India, Serum has diverted all of its production to deal with the domestic crisis, and it may not resume exports until the end of the year. Pascal Sariot is the CEO of AstraZeneca.
We have a global supply chain, and it's going very well in some parts of the world and more challenging in other parts.
He was speaking at a virtual forum hosted by the media platform DevEx during the World Health Assembly. He said the cutoff of exports from India has had a huge impact in the availability of their vaccine globally.
So what we're trying to do is increase supply from elsewhere, but it's very difficult because, you know, our supply chains are very stretched already.
Sorio says making vaccines is complicated, and his company doesn't have the capacity to set up new manufacturing facilities right now. And even if the company did, it would take time to get those production lines up and running.
What people need is a vaccine today, and that creates a lot of challenges.
Despite those challenges, despite shortfalls in production, and despite a tarnished image, AstraZeneca is still producing millions and millions of doses of vaccine every day. And the international vaccine sharing program COVAX is still relying on it to be the workhorse of the effort to contain COVID globally, particularly in lower income countries. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.